At Europe's largest synagogue, the Budapest Klezmer Band is entertaining officials of Hungary's right-wing nationalist government and other guests. It's performing at the 22nd Jewish Cultural Festival amid tight security. The festival is being held as Hungary commemorates the 30th anniversary of the end of communist rule, when openly celebrating Jewish traditions was discouraged. Not everyone seems joyful. Take Hungarian playwright Fruccina Magyar. She suggests that Prime Minister Viktor Orbán misuses the festival for international propaganda.
It's very positive and it's very good that it takes part, but it's a shop window for the government, so it's a lie from the government, because they let and do anti-Semitism very much.
Fruccina Magyar has joined Jews and activists at a large fountain on Budapest's Freedom Square. Some are in tears. Suspected right-wing extremists have badly damaged the living memorial they created nearby. It contained barbed wire and the personal belongings of Holocaust victims and others who suffered during the war. Activist Gábor Sebe is visibly upset as he describes the damage.
To the recent days, it was damaged very seriously. Our protest monument, the living memorial, hit all documentations, all photos from the time of the World War II or before, and all family documents, letters and so on, personal identity cards and so on, or reflect the historical reality, what was happening really, how innocent families perished by force with a very, very, very enthusiastic collaboration with the Nazis by the Hungarian authorities.
The living memorial was created opposite a controversial World War II monument erected by the government 5 years ago. Activists say they wanted to protest against Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's alleged attempt to play down Hungary's role in the Holocaust. Hungary fought alongside Germany for most of the war and was only invaded by the Nazis in 1944, after it started secret peace talks with the Allies. Fruccina Magyar is furious that the government monument depicts Hungary as an angel being attacked by a German eagle.
It's ugly, but what it symbolizes, it is the most ugly. Not looking at our history as we have to, that the Holocaust was created by Nazis also, of course, but Hungarian police and Hungarian government, the Horthy era, took part in Holocaust. That so many Hungarian Jewish people were killed, it is due to them. In our family, my grandfather's sister and her husband was killed in Auschwitz. My mother escaped twice from Danube Bank and from the ghetto.
With their own living memorial in ruins, the activists are now weighing their options. Among them is Imre Mecz. He's a respected and outspoken former politician and author.
This is the responsibility of the police, the government and local authorities. They let it happen. But when we were here protesting against the government's war monument for 114 days, there was a massive police presence and cameras everywhere.
Amid these tensions, the Jewish Cultural Festival continues. Organizers say it should contribute to a revival of Jewish culture in Hungary. And they have some cause to remain hopeful. Despite its troubled history and anti-Semitic attacks, Hungary is still home to Eastern Europe's largest Jewish community outside Russia. Stefan Bos, DW, Budapest.